Sal, welcome to the Eagles Live podcast. Your thoughts on what the Eagles accomplished last week?
Well, you know, moving up to number two and drafting Carson Wentz, I think is a great trade. I really do. I praised it at the time, and now having spent a little time with Carson Wentz and having spent a little time with Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman, I understand the plan and I understand the player a lot better. Having spent some time around this draft and seen what teams have accomplished over the years, to me, if you have an opportunity to get a young man like this with this skill set, you got to do it. And so I think it's a great trade for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Your takeaways from spending time with Carson and what impression he made on you?
Well, I think he's going to be eminently coachable. I think that's the most important thing. For any quarterback who comes in to the NFL, you have to adapt to the league. You have to adapt to the pace. You have to adapt to the amount of knowledge that you have to accrue in a very short period of time. When you look at him and speak to him, you can just see this is a guy who in his entire life has been on a mission, has a sense of purpose, has a sense of seriousness. I think he will take the job seriously. He will take the work seriously. But I didn't get a sense that he took himself too seriously. And I think that's a delicate balance in a personality, especially when you're coming in to play quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, you're going from the 115th media market in North Dakota to the fourth largest media market. That's a huge jump. It's nearly unprecedented that I can think of in terms of a quarterback with all the kind of pressure that he's going to face. And that alone takes a special person to deal with.